Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, the late, great Joe Cocker. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm not late yet. I'm working on great. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Mark Kohler is our guest. He's a very accomplished person, a CPA and an attorney. He's a talk show host, and I don't know what compelled him to do something like that, but he did. And he's the author of a number of books that are very important, including the new one, The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. Mark, I need a website, please.
You betcha. MarkJKohler.com.
The letter J, K-O-H-L-E-R, MarkJKohler.com. Check that out. What do they find when they get there?
Well, I've got a free newsletter every week, free. I've got my podcast there. I've got my YouTube channel, and it's all about little tax strategies and legal strategies that you can actually understand and the small business owner just
Do you have guests on your podcast?
Oh, yes, sir. I got to get you out on
your podcast. I haven't been on your podcast yet? What's wrong with you? We'll have to work on that.
So
we're talking about five tax strategies. In the previous segment, Mark gave us a great tip on how to split your income, the income of your business, and have the right ratio between salary and income. Now, one of the things that I pointed out in the previous segment, and I should say the top of the hour, Mark, when I told the audience you were coming, is something I've been saying now for 21 years, and that is that perhaps arguably the biggest challenge that any small business owner has in their career is being able to establish and fund a parallel universe retirement system. They're running parallel with the operation of the business because our business is like a teenager. They always want more money, and it can always justify why they need that nickel. How do we do this? What's the best way?
You bet. Now, this is what I'm going to reference, the sweet spot, and it doesn't involve Wall Street. Now, hear me out because it's tricky. Once I get the right payroll, then I want to start because I don't want to take too much payroll and think it's going to come back to me in Social Security. It won't. You're going to cap out on your Social Security. Don't do it. I want you to set up a sister solo 401k, a 401k where you can, even if you have other employees, you can set up a safe harbor where you can sock away a balanced approach with your payroll and the amount of money you can afford to put away. But in this 401k, you're not going to invest in Wall Street and ETFs and stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. You're going to buy real estate. You're going to self-direct your 401k and invest in what you know best. You're going to get a tax write-off to buy real estate that grows tax-free. Mm-hmm. And you're going to start to build
I like this idea because my audience knows how much I love real estate, how much I don't like Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, and I love self-directing, getting our hands out of grubby Wall Street.
Yep. I know people are doing it. So in this 401k, though, can you discriminate against employees with employees in this 401k?
If you have employees, the balance between full-on discriminating and just doing it for yourself, there's a balance that's called a safe harbor where you're allowed to put away your $19,000 this year and do a match. And if your employees contribute, 90% of employees don't contribute. And if they do, you're only required to put up a small match to the equation. Mm-hmm. It helps you with employee retention. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. And rather than give them a bigger raise this year, say, you know what, I'll put money in your 401k if you play in the game.
Right.
And so it doesn't hurt you financially.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of this is you've got this parallel system where you're investing. You can invest your 401k in cryptocurrency, Super Bowl tickets, real estate, other small businesses. And then you've got this retirement system. Because, Jim, I love what you said. We think our business is our number one retirement account. But you know what? We can't keep putting money back into our business. We've got to redeploy some of it to build another source of revenue.
Most small businesses, it's a sad story, Mark, but the reality is most small businesses at the end of the life of they're into the career of the owner. Most small businesses aren't able to provide, as the business sits when they lock the doors or when they sell out, are not valued it enough and creating enough free cash flow to provide the owner with the retirement. Most businesses, many of them do, but most don't.
They don't. And, Jim, that's the secret in my new book where I go, the business owner's guide to financial freedom is not relying solely on your small business to provide that retirement, but to provide different sources of revenue and diversify, take that business and build these other buckets.
Right.
And then, and I'm going to talk about my father, God rest his soul. He had a small business. He worked hard, but you know what he was buying? He was buying little apartment buildings, little mm-hmm. rental properties,
yep.
investing in other things. And when he died, because people, you always think your business is worth more than it really is. And it's an emotional thing. But when you go to retire, someone's not going to pay you what you think your business is worth. Where did you take that profit during your life? Did you redeploy it in other ways? Boom.
Well, and my audience has heard me say this many times, Mark.
I love it.
You've got to own your – if there's any way possible, you have to own the property your business is in and pay yourself rent.
Yep. I hear
that's,
you. Okay.
Hold on. Mark, I got to take a quick break in a second. But I just want to point out that you and I both know people who founded a business 40 years ago, started buying – they bought their building. They bought the property around them as it became available. 40 years later, the business was worth nothing, but the real estate was worth millions.
Totally. Love it.
Happens all the time, folks. Mark, I tell people, I tell my audience that I'm a horrible saver, but I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker. Hold on to that thought. I need Mark J. Kohler, K-O-H-L-E, or markjkohler.com. The new book is called The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. We're going to take a quick break. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.